I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Marin County supervisors join in support of Proposition 50. A community of older renters move to buy their own mobile home park in Novato. Dozens of cities and counties sue the Trump administration for withholding disaster relief funds, and a modified fleet week will go on despite a government shutdown. The Marin County Board of Supervisors voted Tuesday to support Proposition 50, the Election Rigging Response Act. The resolution follows similar endorsements by supervisors in San Mateo, San Francisco, and Monterey counties. The measure would temporarily shift congressional redistricting authority from California's Independent Redistricting Commission to the legislature. It'll stay that way through the next census year, 2030. The measure was initiated by Governor Gavin Newsom and the state legislature in response to redistricting undertaken by the Texas governor and legislature. If the new Texas maps are used in the 2026 midterms, it is predicted to add 5 Republican-leaning seats to the U.S. House of Representatives and remove 5 Democratic seats. California's Prop 50 aims to offset those numbers by adding 5 Democratic-leaning seats. Voters will decide on Prop 50 in a special election on November 4th. About 400 older tenants in the Marin Valley Mobile Country Club are trying to collectively buy their property from the city of Novato. The city bought the park in 1997 to preserve it as affordable housing for the older residents. Monthly rent paid the city's mortgage, which will be paid off by December 2027. 2 years ago, a civil grand jury report addressed Novato's fiscal deficits and suggested the city sell some of its properties. That prompted a developer to offer $30 million for the park, which the city declined. The residents have since formed a cooperative and applied for federal and nonprofit financing to make an offer to buy the park for $20 million. The city replied, asking for $26 million. The low-income residents recently raised their offer to $23.5 million. Negotiations will continue through December. More than a dozen Bay Area jurisdictions are suing the Trump administration for withholding $350 million in FEMA emergency funds approved by Congress. The lawsuit, filed Tuesday in U.S. District Court in Northern California, seeks to compel the Department of Homeland Security to release money for firefighting, disaster preparedness, port security, and terrorism response. The administration has tied the funds to ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and increasing cooperation in immigration enforcement. Bay Area officials argue the conditions are illegal and jeopardize public safety. Santa Clara County Council Tony Lopresti said local governments shouldn't have to pass a political litmus test to care for their communities. The plaintiffs are multiple Bay Area jurisdictions, including San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland, and the counties of Santa Clara, Marin, and Sonoma. A total of 29 jurisdictions in California, Arizona, and Washington have joined the suit. And as Northern California's rainy season nears, meteorologists warn of extreme weather for late 2025. Dry spells are predicted between powerful atmospheric rivers. State climatologist Michael Anderson said the pattern is driven by a developing La Nina, bringing wetter conditions to the north and drier weather in the south. Flood Preparedness Week is October 18 through 25 at various emergency agencies in the Bay Area. Programs will focus on flood awareness, planning, and safety. And San Francisco Fleet Week will proceed despite a federal government shutdown that began Wednesday, albeit in modified form. Running through October 13th, the event marks the U.S. Navy's 250th anniversary. But U.S. military participation is paused until Congress reaches a budget deal. Ships from Canada and Colombia will visit the port of San Francisco, but no U.S. warships. The air show will feature the Canadian Snowbirds flight demonstration team. The Blue Angels, an annual mainstay of the event, will not appear. More details can be found at fleetweeksf.org. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.